This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Alabama Turfgrass Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode of Alabama Turfgrass, we feature a member spotlight on ATA incoming president, Joe Collins. Joe Collins, CSFM, a class act in sports turf management at Samford University. Joe worked in a retail plant nursery and garden center while in high school, and then at a golf course during the summers. Based on his enjoyment of those jobs, he decided to pursue a horticulture degree at Clemson. While at Clemson, Joe said, "My love of sports led me to golf course maintenance internships and an eventual assistant superintendent position upon graduation." Collins' career was nurtured during college by his advisor, Andy Weber, and afterwards by some well-known names in our industry. He was fortunate to serve in golf maintenance internships under high-profile names such as William Shirley at Rivermont Country Club, and Ken Mangum at Atlantic Athletic Club, Philip Hindman with Harrells, and Tim Sullivan at the University of Alabama, Birmingham also helped Joe negotiate his career. There are some great people out there that are willing to help and offer advice. I have been fortunate to be associated with some high-quality people in our industry that have also been consummate professionals. Joe decided to take a leap into sports turf management when he heard about a position at Samford University in Birmingham. I ran into a representative of a large grounds maintenance company at a conference. They were searching for someone to cover the athletic field portion of a new contract. It turned out that the post was at Samford. I interviewed for the job and was hired in 1995. My role has evolved over the years to my current position of landscape and sports turf manager. One experience that molded Joe in his quest for excellence in his career was, oddly, not a positive one. Someone in a prominent position in sports turf was very dismissive of Joe. That situation taught me how not to act. It has been a recurrent theme of mine ever since, to treat others as I would want to be treated. Through his work at Samford, Joe has met a lot of great people and is pleased to work at an institution that has high values and purpose. He says the luxury of working outside, preparing spaces for events that are of high importance to our athletes, constituents, and alumni is very rewarding. Despite the challenge of report writing and time spent in meetings, along with ever-present budget constraints due to constant demand for facility use, Joe is confident that I chose well for my career. One thing that sustains Joe is his love of family. Joe's wife of 25 years is Jennifer, who is the accounting manager at a large travel management firm. Their oldest daughter is Ella, 19, a nursing student at Samford. Their youngest daughter is Karis, 15, who is a sophomore at Spain Park High School. In 10 years' time, Joe hopes to be looking back fondly on both of my daughter's graduation ceremonies. I would love to be in a position where all I have to worry about is mowing a straight line. For relaxation, Joe finds time to play league softball with a few good friends, which he has done for years. My goal is to keep playing until I can't play anymore. Whenever that is, who knows? I love watching my Clemson Tigers play any and all sports. Go Tigers! Joe is a longtime member of the Sports Turf Managers Association, where he is certified. He is also certified by the Alabama Nursery and Landscape Association. He was voted Samford University Facilities Employee of the Year in 2018, and has participated in at least 15 conference championship teams in various sports. The ATA is honored to have Joe as our incoming president in 2021. He says, "It is truly an honor and my privilege to serve on the ATA board, alongside so many great people who genuinely care for the future of our profession. The industry has given a lot to me and afforded many moments of great professional satisfaction. I appreciate the opportunity to give a little back amongst the fellowship of my peers, whom I respect immensely." For all photos, figures, and resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also check us out at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.